Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I am trying to get around this headline. So you know you can't bring guns into airports, right? They don't even, you can't even bring a bullet. You can't even bring anything that's bullet shaped. You know, I'm going to make some jokes here. This guy brought a firearm and it was loaded into the airport, but he tried to conceal it with toilet paper is the part that gets me. It's really hard for me to, like, this guy's from Lakeland. He walked into Tampa International Airport. He was trying to get on a flight to Vegas and he unloaded his backpack. And apparently, like, he forgot, I guess. I understand, like, if you, this is why I always think you should never, ever just use your range bag or, like, range gear for everyday stuff, because maybe he forgot that he had something in there. I don't know. But I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But then he realized, oh my gosh, I got my gun. And you can, and he's on CCTV. He took it off the conveyor belt, walked into the bathroom, wrapped it in toilet paper to try to hide it. And then clearly it was found. They had to evacuate the whole terminal. They had to delay all these flights.
Is there anything you can conceal with toilet paper?
No, literally nothing. I mean, gum? If you're throwing gum away? I don't know. I'm just like... Again, these headlines. An accused Florida... This Florida man is an accused serial police impersonator. He was arrested again. So he's been... They didn't even say. They just said multiple times. They didn't even actually give me a number. This guy's been accused, apparently, a ton of times in Florida of impersonating police officers. Jeremy DeWitt, 44, was booked for failure to report a change in vehicle ownership. He also had a warrant out of his for his arrest. He apparently would just like dart around traffic and make people stop their cars and all of this stuff. And he's also a convicted sex offender. In 2019, he got in trouble as a funeral escort for pulling drivers over. This guy's a fruitcake. He was booked on $5,000 bond. What in the world? Oh, my gosh. And a Florida man who's in his 50s says he feels sorry for young people. He says the 90s was easier. It was. The people who help bring you free radio, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Sub-2K, which we've been talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And you guys are very familiar with the Sub-2K. It is the Gen 3 version. And it's been shipping for a while now, so you can go and you can get yours. It's a 9mm carbine. It's incredibly innovative. It folds right in half. Now, the previous ones, they all fold in half, but the Gen 3, there's some upgrades on it, including the ability to fold it in half with all your optics still attached. So it's you don't have to detach your stuff to fold it in half anymore. It's a simple twist and fold motion of this patent-pending rotating forend, and it just as quickly and easily deploys as well. In addition to that, you also have an upgraded aluminum trigger for a lightened 5-pound pull, means more precise feedback, improved accuracy. You have an upgraded action. It's lightened action for easy racking, redesigned operating handle for added comfort as well. You got an ambidextrous bolt hold open, and you even have a new chamber indicator. So it's the new Sub-2K, read Sub-2000 online. And it's the Gen 3 version from Kel-Tec, made in America, family owned and operated, incredibly innovative. They make some of the best stuff out there. So to learn more about the Sub-2K Gen 3, visit KeltecWeapons.com, KELTECweapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
Well, a couple of things, actually. I think it really demonstrates how it's astonishing that we are not standing firmly with Israel, and there should never be any kinds of conditions on all of that. When a nation can launch hundreds of drones towards Israel, and I'm not going to be talking about conditions ever. Oh. And second, I think that also was Iran had to have some fireworks after Israel smoked that Iranian general. And I'm here for that. And I think it's just a matter of theater part of it as well, too. And it demonstrates how unstable things are and why we need to lean in and stand with Israel.
It's after they smoke that general, and I'm here for that. Golly, I'm here for that. I'm here for him being for that. Yeah. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash with you. Hoodie pass, man. That's all I got to say. Two words. Hoodie pass. He can wear a hoodie all day long. He just does not GAF. Why can't other Democrats be like him? I can't even believe I'm saying this. I actually think it's probably better that he won instead of Oz, right?
Yeah, who knows where we'd
be. No, yeah, who knows? Welcome back. Dana Lash with you. Bottom of this first hour. That was John Fetterman talking to Jake Tapper. He's like, yeah, that dude got murked, and I'm here for that. Oh, my gosh. And I that's my assessment also, is that Iran needed to kind of make it look like they're not total weenies. And so they go, we're going to send over some slow-moving drones, a drone attack that, you know, you can, it's like watching, it's the equivalent of an aerial mobility scooter, you know, just across the sky. I mean, you can see it coming from a million miles away. And they, didn't they put, somebody said they had a spotlight on them to make it easier for the Saudis to shoot down, because the Saudis were helping Israel deflect some of this stuff. And then, of course, the Iron Dome was in play, and the U.S. was assisting, and Jordan was assisting. And yeah, this is a different, I like seeing the cooperation, but that's sort of what it feels like. And one of the reasons that maybe you had some of this cooperation was because, you know, people knew that Iran looked like a bunch of weenies and they needed to try to pretend to be tough for a hot second. And that was the saving face thing, but it was a huge win for Israel. I'm watching video of what happened this morning. Did you see the trash babies shutting down the highway leading to Chicago O'Hare again? Did you guys see this? People were having to walk on foot to catch their flights. I'm going to tell you something. I would beat you to ever-loving death with my carry-on. I will beat you to death on the highway with my carry-on. I will take it and swing it up over my head like Tarzan. I will beat you to death with my carry-on. Can you imagine? And O'Hare is a nightmare anyway. Oh my gosh, it's a nightmare airport. But people were having to literally get out on foot and go. Now, why were the trash babies shutting this down again?
Pro-Palestine.
Oh, it was Hamas souls, right?
Okay.
I said it. It's a word. We're going with that now. Those people?
Yep, those people.
They were mad because Hamas, they love Hamas?
Yeah.
Good. This. They're trash babies. So, it was all the outbound lanes on Kennedy Expressway. And
they're upset at the FO part of that FA.
Why did police just let it happen?
Thank you.
It's supposed to be the most secure part. When you travel, is the airport not the most secure area?
Yeah.
Or at least supposed to be?
Yeah.
Who the hell's letting this happen?
Oh, I'm looking at it now. I would have dragged them all out by the scruff of their neck. Yeah. Or, you know what? If you're going to block a highway, it seems like you're trying to ask for suicide. You shouldn't be able to block a highway. That's not protest. That's inconveniencing everybody else. That's not a protest. No one, you don't get to block a highway. I can't believe that was allowed to happen.
Yes.
They were out there with their buckets and their stupid signs. And stop genocide. Free this non-existent state that's being taken over by colonizers. And it was given to us in 2005, literally with everything like a welfare gift. But whatever.
Which political party runs Chicago?
Democrats.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm watching video of people literally getting their suitcases out and trying to make it on. Oh, my gosh. I would have lost my mind. I can't even. I hate airports anyway. I just don't like. Sidebar. It's already a mess going to the airport, right? Do you know the thing that I hate the most? We got some other stuff to get into. But do you know the thing that really where my rage is at its all time peak? It's at the moment that you're going through TSA. And specifically, the gray bins. Can we just have a quick conversation about this? Have you been to the airports where they've changed it up now? Have you been to where there's like two little conveyors and then there's a gray bin that goes like there's slots of them and you have to stand in front of the slot and take your gray bin and people lose their minds? Like the TSA, now, not everybody, but this one chick lost her mind. I can't remember what airport I was at. You got to get in front of the slot. You got to get in front of the slot. And I was like, you can shut your slot right now. Yeah. But you have to, and then they make it, you have to put everything, including your carry-on in the gray bin. And it's like different. There's nothing that's consistent every airport. And I've been to airports where they're like, you got to take your liquids out. You don't got to take your liquids out. It's inconsistent. So I'm getting there and there's no signage. There's no signage that says you don't have to take any of this stuff out. And I'm already, the lady's losing her mind because, oh my gosh, there's an open slot. And, you know, you got to get in there and get your bin. And I'm, and then she's like, you can put your carry-on in your bin. And I've been to airports too where they tell you don't put a carry-on in a bin if you're in front of, if the, you're at the one that has the slot stuff. I just, and touching them, knowing everybody else has touched them, and it's so weird and I can't stand it. And then when you get to the other side, the people who stand there and they get, and after getting their stuff, they continue standing there and then they dress. They dress. It's their dressing area. I don't know if you knew that, but for some people, it's their dressing room. It's where they put their stuff on. You're trying to get your stuff. And they won't move, and they're there, and I just...
You're forced, though, to undress at TSA. You got to take your belt off.
Oh, the whole thing enrages me. Yeah, it's so stupid, and I run my mouth the whole time. And I don't do the most... I don't do the most... I do not have the most Christian behavior whenever I'm forced to go into the tubes. You know what I mean? Because I give a one-finger salute on both hands every time. I'm not going to lie. It's not the, I don't judge me. I'm not Barney and I'm not your pastor. I'm trying, people. Okay. I'm trying to be the shepherd here, Ringo. I just can't deal. Oh my gosh. And I don't know. I'm one of the people that I think when I get mad, I'm like maybe scary, but I think it's just funny when I get mad because I just contort and I, you know,
I hate the idea you have to have a separate bin for every, like, your shoes have to have a separate bin. Your computer has to have a separate bin.
But then you don't
even
have to take off your shoes at every airport.
Belt and jacket and stuff have to have a separate bin.
It's a good thing you're making me take my belt off. I had a big, giant bomb in it.
I don't have to take, like, four or five of those big old gray bins with me just to do it.
I had somebody take out my electric toothbrush once. I'm not going to tell you what I said to them. I'm not, because I will get in a lot of trouble. Usually when people are nice, I'm nice, but when you're stupid, I am not nice at all. So I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. It's already, people are already stressed when they go to the airport. You throw these trash babies in there with it and the police are just standing there. They're just standing there watching them, letting them do this. And then I love it how you have more of these D-bags that are running around taking pictures of these goofballs than you have people who are actually blocking the highway. Make that one make sense. Now, I hope, you know what? I really hope they do this ahead of the DNC. I hope these trash babies shut down the whole city for their little convention. That's going to be hysterical because then you're going to see the full police state come out. Democrats don't like being inconvenienced. They like it if they're not being inconvenienced. But when you inconvenience them, then they're going to bring out the nightsticks. They're going to bring out those batons. They're going to bring them out. Just saying, it's going to be interesting. Also, thank our people who help bring you free radio, the folks over at Hillsdale College. They want to make sure that you are well-educated because national security begins with good education, honestly. And the cool thing about Hillsdale is they have so many free resources that you can take advantage of. You don't have to be literally at their campus in Southern Michigan to take advantage of everything that they have to offer. This is such a great institution. It's a Christian institution, and they just want to make sure, like I said, that you have everything at your fingertips to be able to understand why the Republic was set up the way it was. Classical liberal arts college in Southern Michigan, they have their free speech digest called Imprimis, in addition to like their lectures and all that stuff, which they make available for free. Imprimis, they'll send out to you for free. And one of their latest issues, for instance, they discuss, and this is actually terrifying, how the American Medical Association, this is your health, has declared that medicine is imbued with white supremacy. And so as a result, they are lowering the standards on medical school entrance tests. Now, this is also happening in other fields like law and science. Can you imagine that? Now, How does it make you feel the next time you go see a doctor? This is what I'm talking about. You can read about this in Imprimis, their free digest of liberty. It goes out to 6.5 million homes and businesses. You get really smart commentary and you get it for free. There's no cost or obligation. Hillsdale produces and mails Imprimis as part of its educational mission on behalf of liberty. So sign up, get your free, totally free subscription today at Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4, F-O-R, Hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I'm not going to go see this movie, and I feel like people are trying to shove it down my throat. The Civil War movie. Have you guys heard about this? A Civil War movie. It had a big opening, everybody. Apparently, Democrats went to see it because they're cosplayers. I love these people that sit here and talk about, like, they would go and bring it. They'd be the first people taken over and turned into, well, I'm not going to tell you. But apparently, they opened it at $25.7 million. I don't know. It's all like Democrats are going to see this. I don't know anybody that's gone to see this. The premise looks stupid. We're going to talk about it coming up, but it just looks dumb. Investors bet on further rise in U.S. gas prices. Duh. Have you seen what's happening over in the Middle East? I don't know. Have you seen what's happening over there? Yeah. Okay. Well, of course it's going to happen. You're going to see that. This headline, though, right here, we're going to bring Gen Z and Gen X together. John Wayne Bobbitt lost all his toes due to... This is a headline I never... Listen to this headline. See how many boxes you can check with this headline. John Wayne Bobbitt lost all his toes due to Camp Lejeune contaminated water 30 years after his wife Lorena infamously cut off his dong.
Yep.
So you got Camp Lejeune, which I almost think that I've been exposed to contaminated water from Camp Lejeune. I've seen the ads so many times. But... You have John Wayne Bobbitt. I hadn't heard about him for a while, except he was in some nasty movies, and all his toes are off. So he's lost like a lot of appendages.
I was going to say, he can't hold on to him.
No, he can't hold on to his single appendage. So he's basically, he's got stumps. Okay. There's nowhere to go with this headline at all. So let's just move on. Next. This isn't any better, really. A family... They said that they got their 9-year-old son a pet octopus, and it destroyed their home and lives because it gave birth to 50 babies, which, by the way, plural octopuses are octopedes, right? Yeah. Octopedes. That's right. Octopedes. So they said Cameron Clifford, a 36-year-old dentist, brought a female octopus for his son Cal's 9th birthday. It arrived larger than expected. They have spent $3,000 on food supplies and water repairs. They have all these octopodes, and they've got video of it. That's really? I mean, good on them, I guess, for taking care of all of them, but really? Would you do that? I'm just saying. It's just weird. So, also, let's see here. Oh, gosh. This is an actual story in 2024. A bunch of U.S. sailors were rescued from a remote Pacific island after writing help with palm leaves. They were rescued on April 9th. They were stranded for over a week. They wrote help with palm leaves on a beach, and they were found. They were on the Pikelot Atoll, one of the outer islands of the state of Yap, part of Micronesia. Look at that. We've been discussing this this whole situation and how I think it also makes it difficult for the Biden administration, particularly going into November, because he's trying to keep certain demographics happy. Certain demographics. There was a really good David Harsanyi had a very good column over the weekend in which he said Joe Biden is now chasing the death to America voter. And he's not wrong. I think we played some of the video. Of the, she was sentenced, she got in trouble, that Rudy Patel, she's from California, and this Rudy Patel chick, she's the pro-Gaza, isn't she the pro-Gaza, like whatever, she was on social media, and she was in California, and she was speaking before the Bakersfield City Council, and she literally threatened to kill them. Like, she absolutely, like, literally threatened to kill them. And she's a very prominent activist. And she had said in this speech, she was arguing for a ceasefire. And she was speaking up for, and she was standing for Hamas. And then she got in trouble. She was, like, sentenced. She had said, quote, I don't have, she said, you guys are all horrible human beings. She says, Jesus would have killed you himself. And I hope someday someone brings the guillotine and kills all you blinkers. Yeah. Yeah. She actually said that on video. Oh, and then she added, quote, she goes, we'll see you at your house. We'll murder you. She went to St. Louis University, Kane noted. She's from St. Louis. That's, she literally said that in front of the Bakersfield City Council. So that's like an actionable, that's a death threat, because she was actually threatening public officials. So they immediately, she was arrested and she was taken to prison because they said it was, you know, she had, it was a death threat. And then she broke down in court. She got 16 felony charges, including terrorism. And she was in court crying. Well, there you go. I mean, that's what, you know, you're a terrorist. You're a literal terrorist, Riti Patel. So go to jail. Don't pass go. Do not collect $200. But that's what we're, the death to America, folks. That's her. Riti Patel. She feels that way. I would honestly, I'd be like, okay, here's a bag of your belongings. We packed them up for you. Drop her off at the border and be like, bye. Go ahead and go. She can say that here because there's no consequence. Now, there's one thing to engage in free speech. I have to say this for the drive-bys. And then there's another thing to literally stand in front of officials and tell them that you're going to personally murder them. Three different ways. She said it three times. So that's not protected speech. So I think people need to understand the concept of free speech when they talk about what is speech that is legally protected against litigation and speech that is not. And when you stand in front of the city council and you look elected officials right in the face and you tell them you're going to kill them. Yeah. That's not protected speech. And she found out the hard way. Speaking of protected speech, I always get mad when I see the left go after satirical sites. Have you seen Babylon Bee and Carrie Lake? So Babylon Bee made a joke, I think it was Friday, because Carrie Lake ran to the center and she actually came out against the new statute in Arizona as it pertains to abortion. So they have an abortion ban with exceptions for, you know, the life of the mother, et cetera, et cetera. Like every state has these exceptions. You just can't use it as a form of birth control. So she came out against the law. And Babylon Bee joked, oh, Carrie Lake, something, something. She's, you know, basically arguing in favor of murdering babies or whatever. So both like Carrie Lake's campaign and her Stan accounts, like run by her campaign officials, began arguing with the Babylon Bee over the weekend. They said that the Babylon Bee needs to stick to valid satire, which I cannot think of anything more ironic in my entire life. Why is Carrie Lake running such a crappy campaign? Stop arguing with satire sites. Find a defensible position as it relates to abortion in Arizona, because literally we played audio last week of Lake defending the very law that she's trashing right now, verbatim. Happy to play it for you anytime. She needs to find and keep a consistent position on life in Arizona and not deflect by using leftist talking points and leftist attacks and going after a satire site. It makes you look like a clown show. Stop it. We're trying to win elections, not run off potential voters with this nonsense.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.